Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We welcome in on the Schneider Orange Hotline to do just that, the radio.com Sports MLB Insider. By the way, got a new podcast right now called Big Time Baseball. Make sure you check that out, part of radio.com. John Heyman is on the line. John, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Nah, I can't complain right now. Certainly, as a Brewers fan, I think a lot of us are waiting to see how the next couple of weeks play out to see how they're situated in this landscape. I wanted to start here, though. As we said, 2 weeks from that deadline, essentially, the only deadline this season. And right now, I mean, there are a whole lot of teams, particularly in the National League, that think they're in it. Is this going to be one of those years, John, where if you're actually willing to concede and sell off some assets, you're probably going to bring back quite a haul because that's the market?
Yeah, it's a big seller's market. I don't think there's any question about that. We've seen a lot of big names of pitchers floated around out there, but I'd be shocked if more than one or two of those players, pitchers, got traded. I think Mad Bum probably still will get traded, although you saw the Giants are looking pretty good lately.
Right.
I wouldn't even guarantee that one at this point. But among the other guys, Mike Minor, Bauer, Matt Boyd, Noah Syndergaard, Robbie Ray, I think maybe one or two of them maybe might get traded, and that's probably tops at that. I think Texas and Cleveland consider anything, so perhaps Minor or Bauer maybe gets traded. I don't believe Syndergaard will. I don't see Boyd getting traded. I think it's still a long shot for Ray to get traded. So it's really a seller's market. There's no question about it. But these teams that think they're in the race in the National League, you know what? As of today, they are in the race. Everybody but Miami is really technically in the race. I mean, I don't think the Mets are going to get there, but just about anybody else is.
Yeah, it's shaping up as a crazy year in that regard. And as you look at the NL, it feels like while all those teams are in the mix for a postseason run, potentially, John, it feels like there are the Dodgers, there are the Braves, and then there are all these other teams that are fighting to be relevant right now. A lot of mediocre baseball. I know funny things happen in this game from time to time, but from a probability standpoint, no matter what takes place at the deadline, in your opinion, how likely is it that one of those teams, meaning the Dodgers and Braves, is not representing the National League in the World Series?
Yeah, I mean, I put the Dodgers in a category by themselves, but you're right. The Braves have separated themselves from all the rest of the teams. And, it would certainly be an upset, but upsets have happened before. The Cardinals once won a World Series with 83 wins. And teams would like to just get in the playoffs and play it out. I know that if you're going to win the wild card team, and even if you win the game, you got a series with the Dodgers that's, with Bueller and Ryu and Kershaw, it's going to be a tough one. But you never know. Stranger things have happened, and I don't want to see teams just throwing in the towel, even if they're just, say, they're being realistic, if they actually have a chance. And right now, I think almost everyone, not everyone, but almost everyone has a chance.
Talking to John Heyman, radio.com Sports MLB Insider, and bringing it closer to home, the Brewers, one of those teams that feel like they have a chance, caught up in this muddled race. From what you see of this team, who are they, and how much help would they conceivably need to make a run back to the NLCS at this point?
Yeah, they're probably going to need some help at this point. I picked them in that division, and I've been a little disappointed. I'm sure you guys are very disappointed, even though they're over 500. They're in the race. Technically, they're probably the second wild card. They're tied to the second wild card at this point.
Yep.
But the missing starting pitcher that we've all been asking for is finally showing a little bit. Obviously, the Knable injury with him being out for the year. Their bullpen was dynamic last year. It was really one of the best in baseball. And it's just a little too much burden on Hader right now. Nobody's perfect. He may be a little bit tired. He's still pretty darn good, but tough for one guy to carry a bullpen as as Sean Doolittle will tell you, in Washington, just not easy. And, you know, last year they had a very good and deep bullpen. Right now their pitching isn't good enough as it stands to win the World Series. But, you know, they could still make some trades, fortify things. And as I said, anybody's a contender in the National League except for Miami and probably the Mets.
Does anybody jump out at you as sort of a natural fit there? Because as we talked about, with it being a seller's market, you really wonder if a team like Milwaukee is going to be willing to give up the assets necessary to get a guy like a Madison Bumgarner, assuming he were to be moved. I think the question we all ask ourselves is, could you follow a similar formula to what took place last year, where you build, for lack of a better phrase, sort of this super bullpen up and then hope for the best from your starters and then try to get into those guys in the later innings and survive that way?
Yeah, I mean, there are going to be bullpen arms available. At this point, we're going to wait on San Francisco because they're hot right now. I think they've won 12 out of 14. They're not a seller today, but we've expected them to be a seller all along. And even if they ultimately decide not to trade Madison Bumgarner, which is possible, I mean, it's a little bit harder to give up a guy that's up to win three World Series than a reliever. You know, there are a lot of relievers in Milwaukee. Will Smith, a guy who's been in Milwaukee, very good, and the closer, he would take a lot. But you also have Tony Watson, who's been a closer in the past. You've got Sam Dyson, who's been a closer in the past there. You've got Ken Giles on Toronto. You know, that might be the route to go, since there really aren't going to be too many starters available. And even if Bumgarner gets traded, no certainty at the moment, I would say teams like Atlanta and Minnesota have the inside track because they have better depth in the prospect ranks at the moment. I mean, Milwaukee certainly has enough to make a deal for Bumgarner or another starter, but maybe the relief route is the way to go, to try to replace Knebel. Not so easy, but perhaps do it. And obviously, Jeffress hasn't been as good as last year. Mm-hmm. You know, they could go that route because their offense potentially is excellent. And I've, you know, Yelich is an MVP candidate, and you've got Moustakas having a nice year. It's a pretty solid offense, and you know, if you at least they could just concentrate on that pitching staff and make themselves better. I think they can probably improve quite a bit doing that.
Winding down with John Heyman, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider. Any names that you have heard the Brewers associated with specifically that they might be looking to target here in the next few weeks?
Well, I'm sure they've talked to all of them at the past. I mean, all of them that are on the market or potentially on the market to this point. You know, it's hard to pinpoint because at this point we're still, more than 10 days away from the end, and I think it's all going to come at the end now, particularly with one deadline and everybody so close, especially in the National League. You know, they've been linked to Will Smith and some others, but you know, I think it's hard to pinpoint the exact guy that they may end up with. And of course, as you said, we still got time. Things have been iffy. You know, it's not impossible that they could end up as sellers. They have some guys on one-year deals.
Yep.
You've got you know, obviously Moustakas is on a one-year deal. Grandal is on a one-year deal. So possible they go the other way. I'll be surprised if that happens, because to play your way out of in the National League takes a lot of doing. You know, I mean, even the Mets haven't completely played themselves out of it, even though they've been terrible for 3 months. So not easy to play your way out of in the National League, and for that reason, I think, and the fact that Milwaukee has really done a good job of trying to compete, being a small market and competing over the last several years, that they're going to be more likely a buyer than a seller.
In that worst-case scenario for certainly for Brewer fans, John, Moustakas, Grandal, all-stars this year, as you pointed out, they're on one-year deals, so you don't get them beyond this season. But in a seller's market, can you pinpoint sort of what one of those guys might fetch if they were sold off?
I'll say this. Generally speaking, it seems like the pitchers get more than the hitters on a rental basis. I'm not positive why that is, although, you know, any starting pitcher who's really good can help any team, you know. You know, let's say you put Bumgarner on any contending team, their rotation is better. While Moustakas is excellent, that isn't necessarily true of him, because teams have a second baseman or a third baseman. It's good that he showed his versatility. I give him credit. I thought all along that he made more sense at second than Shaw, who didn't do that badly there either. But he's got versatility. He's been a winner. He's hitting home runs. He's hot. But in my mind, you only get a decent prospect, not a great one, for an infielder as a rental. The biggest prices have been paid for relievers in the last few years. For Gleyber Torres was traded for Chapman, and then Miller was traded for Frazier and Sheffield. Those are the biggest prices paid. So, you know, I think it's arms that people really pay for. So that's another reason I really don't see the Brewers as a seller.
He's John Heyman, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider. And don't forget about the new podcast with Radio.com, Big Time Baseball. John, I know you're going to be busy the next couple of weeks. Look forward to the coverage as well as on Twitter, following you at John Heyman. Thanks so much for the time today, and we'll do it again down the road.
All right, thanks a lot. See you later.
I appreciate it. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, and I'll tell you this, Schneider is hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.